This is HPR episode 2750 entitled Windmill is on the Fritz, and is part of the series Hobby Electronics. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is using fritzing to help reverse engineer a circuit in a winter model village windmill.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to tell you about troubleshooting a model village windmill that stopped working. We have a Christmas. One of the original ones was a windmill that went a blade, a water mill. It's a Christmas thing. Anyway, this year it stopped working all of a sudden, and which is odd, external power supply and a battery supply. So I was kind of dreading taking it apart because I've tried to fix a few of these things before and they're built to a price, I think is the word we're trying to say here. There's no standardization. Cables, power might be, positive might be white, red, blue, green, even going switching colors from one LED to the next, so you can trust nothing in there. And an absolute mess of wires, all soldered down onto a little, what they had reused was a male USB header, which has got a large earth and then four different pads, and they had drilled into that and put some diodes and all sorts. But it's a mess trying to figure out where things are going, because you have a motor up at the top that turns the windmill around. Then you've got the LED lights on the blades, and those two come down as red and black, which is fine. And then there are some LEDs hot glued around, and that's another thing. They love hot glue. These things are just made with hot glue. And then dangling wires. So these wires coming down then all join together, unshielded. Just a white wire turns into a yellow wire that isn't insulated and goes to this little circuit board. It is the weirdest. I have no idea why they did it like that. But anyway, trying to trace it out, I was trying to basically reverse engineer it. Very difficult because all the wires are knotted into each other and everything. So what I tried to do was do it on a piece of paper, and that didn't work. I didn't have enough space and things moved around. So I remembered a tool called fritzing, which is a F-R-I-T-Z-I-N-G or F-R-I-T-Z. And it is a fritzing.org. And it's kind of cool because you can put stuff on a breadboard, design stuff on a breadboard, and then you get the schematic, and then you get a PCB of the thing that you're doing, and you can drag and drop in components. And basically, so I found this actually extremely useful for debugging this, because you can put in a battery symbol thing and then connect the wires up to a resistor, connect that over to the thing, and as I was doing that, I could disassemble the various different parts and label them, and eventually figured out what the circuit diagram was. It's actually quite cool. It's not bad. It's got a diode reverse. So if the power supply is positive, then that's cheap but cool. So in the process of doing that, I was able to strip everything out so that brick LED lights and the blades of the windmills were working. The tower were working. They were. And then the motor was. As I did that, as I connected it up, it sparked against the side of the battery. So I'm deducing that was broken. And when I connected up the power supply, instead of reading 4.5 volts on it, it actually read 7.5. So don't know, that mightn't have helped either. So I promptly cut off the lead of that and chucked it in the bin. And I disconnected the motor as well from the whole thing because, yeah, it's in a injection molded mount, which is in the top, the whole thing would crack and break. So right now it is working. I reconnected everything up sanely, soldered them, and fixed some issues with this. That was there, hot glued everything up, and she's ready. And by the time you hear this, it'll probably be back up. So tune in tomorrow for another
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.